Douglas Murray calls on silent majority to raise its voice against woke mob before it is too late. By Robert Krajicek on September 16, 2020. America's silent majority must speak out to protect the nation's foundation from the left, said Douglas Murray, author of The Madness of Crowds, Gender, Race, and Identity, offering his analysis on Wednesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe. Murray described a growing political divide, predicated on conflicting perceptions of America's past, across America possibly leading to civil war. I think there is a fundamental divide which occurs in societies on occasion, and it should be eased rather than accentuated. And it's been accentuated in the U.S. in recent years, and it's for this one particularly concerning issue, which is that whatever discussions and debates people have over where America should be going, you do so, or you did so, from the premise that you agreed on the American past. But now there are these two totally contrary and contradictory views of the American past, continued Murray, remarking on left-wing historical revisionism. One side sees the American past as what most of us think of it as being, the Founding Fathers, the Constitution, and much more. Another group of people sees America as an irredeemable country, which not only isn't exceptional but is exceptional only in its terribleness. Listen. Murray addressed discordant understandings of American history and philosophical first principles between the left and right. Between these two views, it's increasingly clear there isn't very much ability to find common ground, determined Murray, because if you've never done anything good, then you most likely can't in the future if you act on what you already have. And that's why I say that if you can't agree on the nature of your past, you don't have a future. Murray continued, there are people now who simply don't seem to notice that the American Civil War happened, or that America spent many decades going over the issue of slavery. A new generation believes that didn't happen. Left-wing activism is a new religion that is being forced onto America, Murray assessed. He described leftism as providing purpose for existence in lieu of traditional institutions and norms being undermined. Marlowe and Murray described China as a geopolitical beneficiary of America's self-inflicted decline. They warned that Western values will die if the left's domestic pursuits are unstopped. Murray remarked, it is going to take an awful lot to stop it, and I think conservatives are remiss if they think there will be some grand catastrophe at the end of which everybody will realize we were right all along. The French and Russian revolutions illustrate the sum of depths of depravity to which revolutions can sink, Murray stated. It's perfectly possible, and history bears out the central truth that what happens next is not a grand awakening to some truth, but endless further circles down to hell. Murray described protection of the individual's sanctity against the left's push for collectivism as the solution to growing leftism. Bravery, courage, and outspokenness are necessary virtues, he added. Murray reflected a recent incident where a woman in a restaurant in Washington, D.C., refused to raise her fist when being commanded to do so by Black Lives Matter activists. That instinct, I will not do what I am told to do. However many crowds around me chant and order me to do so, has always been the answer in history to totalitarianism and to the worst nightmares of the left and right, Murray said. That is the case today as it always was in history. Murray remarked, you have an opportunity in America. People don't need to risk their lives, they just need to raise their voices. The silent majority must not be silent. People must be able to say, I will not be coerced. I will not be bullied. I will not be made to take the knee, to raise the fist, to jump, to dance to whatever tune I am told to do today. I'm my own person and I will justify myself and my own actions. Murray concluded, if enough people raise their voices and enough people speak up and don't just quietly vote every 4 years, I do believe this can be turned around. After all, we've seen how it's been turned around by a minority. It has been turned around by a small minority of malcontent anti-Americans who have done an extraordinarily large and damaging amount in recent years. And if they can do that as a minority, there is no reason why the majority cannot make its voice heard in its turn. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.